Hallelujah. Good morning. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 早安，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
This morning, the topic is to eat the little scroll.
今天早上题目是吃进小书卷。
Sometimes we ask ourselves one question. What is your favorite fruit or food?
我们有时候会问自己一个问题，我们最喜欢吃的是什么食物？
What do you eat like the most?
我们最喜欢吃的是什么？
Some people say, okay, maybe sushi.
有些人可能说我喜欢吃寿司。
Say, I like dim sum.
有人说喜欢吃点、早茶、饮茶。
I like lobster.
喜欢吃龙虾。
Whatever you like the most, you enjoy eating it.
不管你喜欢吃什么，你吃的时候一定是很开心的。
You even crave for it.
你可能还会一直想着要吃它。
And when you eat it, you finish it. You're not left over. You're not eat slowly.
然后当你终于可以吃的时候，你绝对不会让它有剩下。
And then you ask again yourself another question.
然后你再问自己另外一个问题。
What is your least favorite fruit?
你最讨厌吃的是什么食物？
You may say, oh.I don't like carrots.
有人说我不喜欢吃红萝卜。
I don't like veggie.
我不喜欢吃蔬菜。
Some people say I hate seafood.
有人说我不喜欢海鲜。
So, the food that you don't like, you try to avoid.
你不喜欢吃的食物，你就想要避免它。
Even though you are forced to eat it, but you eat it very little.
所以虽然有时候你可能会被迫要多吃一点，可是你可能还是不愿意吃很少。
But no matter the food that you like or not.
不管你喜不喜欢这食物，
you need to eat something to survive.
你还是得吃东西来才能活下去。
If you don't eat or you eat very little.
因为如果我们不吃或只吃一点点的话，
you'll become unhealthy.
我们会变得不健康。
If you only eat the food that you like,
如果你只吃你喜欢的食物，
most likely you'll be lacking nutrients.
我们可能就会缺少一些营养。
That's why we tell our children, you cannot eat the things that you like only.
所以那就是为什么告诉我们的小孩不能只吃你喜欢吃的。
If you don't like it, at least you eat a little bit.
就算你不喜欢吃，你还是得吃一点。
Force them to do that.
我们会强迫他们去吃他们不喜欢的。
Spiritually speaking,
那属灵上来说，
we need to eat to survive spiritually.
我们在属灵上也必须要吃东西才有办法活下去。
Our physical body need physical food.
我们属肉的身体需要这个属世界的食物。
But also we have the spiritual being, the soul inside.
但是我们同时间也有属灵的灵魂在我们里面。
If you want to have a very healthy spirituality,
如果我们想要很健康的属灵的生命，
and very strong faith,
有非常好的信心，
very happy life and heart,
非常快乐的心。
You need to eat spiritually.
我们必须要吃属灵的食物。
What do you need to eat?
那是什么是属灵食物呢？
According to the book of Revelation, chapter 10,
从启示录第十章来看，
it tells us that you have to eat the scroll, the little scroll.
这也告诉我们，我们必须吃那小书卷。
Why do you have to need to eat the little scroll?
为什么必须吃这小书卷呢？
What will the little scroll taste?
那这个小书卷吃起来像是什么味道呢？
And after you eat it,What do you need to do?
而且我们吃了之后要做什么呢？
It's very important spiritual teachings.
这是非常重要属灵的教训。
So today, we're going to study about this topic.
所以今天我们就要以这个题目来互相学习。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 10.
我们现在翻开启示录第十章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Revelation chapter 10, verse 1.
启示录十章一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
启示录十章一节。
Please read.
一节，我又看见另有一位大力的天使从天降下，披着云彩，头上有红，脸面像日头，两脚像火柱。
Here tells us in vision, John saw someone who is a very mighty angel coming down from heaven.
所以告诉我们，约翰在异象里面看到一位大力的天使。
We know that the book of Revelation is about things will happen in the end time.
我们知道启示录说的就是有关于那末世会发生的事。
End time is the period before Lord Jesus coming.
末世就是主耶稣来之前要发生 的事情。
A lot of things happening.
很多事情会发生。
Very dramatic.
很多很戏剧化，很
Very surprising.
很多很让人惊讶的事情会发生。
Even now, the world is very peaceful.
我们看现在的世界很和平。
But suddenly it will change.
可是很快，可能突然之间就改变。
There will be calamity. There will be natural disaster. There will be wars.
可能会有自然灾害、人为的灾害、战争。
At the end, Lord Jesus Christ will come to judge the world.
然后在那末了的时候，耶稣会再一次来到世上审判众人。
It happens,
但是在他发生之前，
The Lord Jesus Christ will prepare us something to face this kind of situation.
主耶稣已经为我们准备，让我们可以面对这样情况的东西。
So in vision, John saw a mighty angel.
所以在异象里面，约翰看到一位大力的天使。
Who is this angel?
这位天使是谁呢？
Actually, this is not only the angel that we know. Actually, it's a messenger.
这里并不是就是平常天使，这其实是一位带来信息的使者。
So who is this messenger?
那这位信使是谁呢？
If you look at the description,
我们看这个解释这个 形容的内容。
You will know it's talking about our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们会知道他指的就是耶稣。
Because he's coming down from heaven.
因为他从天降下。
He covered with clouds.
披着云彩。
Very glorious.
非常的荣耀。
And then his head have rainbow.
然后他的头上有着红彩虹。
Rainbow is a sign for covenant.
这个彩虹就是约的一个记号。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is to establish the new covenant with us to God.
主耶稣已经跟我们立了一个新约。
With his blood.
用他的宝血立的这个约。
And then his face like the sun.
然后他的脸面像日头。
So bright.
非常的亮。
And then his feet is like the pillar of fire.
然后两脚像着火柱。
Very steady.
非常的稳。
Nobody can shake him.
没有人可以摇动他。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the one we can trust.
因为主耶稣是我们可以信靠的。
But most importantly, what is he having in his hand?
但最重要的是什么呢？
He is having a little scroll in his hand.
在这里他说他手里拿着小书卷。
And it's already open.
而且是展开的。
Then we may ask, what is this little scroll?
那我们可能会问说这到底是什么书卷呢？
What is the scroll recorded in the book of Revelation?
那这启示录所记载这个书卷到底是什么？
If you look back to Revelation chapter 5,
我们如果往回翻到启示录第五章，
verse 1,
第五章第一节，
Revelation chapter 5, verse 1,
启示录五章一节， 我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，又漆印封严了。
Here, previously, John in vision saw,Who is sitting on the throne have an open scroll.
这里
have a scroll with seal.
这里约翰告诉我们他看见宝座右手中有着书卷。
Inside, outside, there are words.
那里外都有写字。
And this book is sealed. This scroll is sealed.
然后这个书卷是被 封起来的。
This means nobody can open it.
那就代表说没有人可以打开它。
It's about a secret in the end time.
这是代表的末世的奥秘。
But who can open it?
但谁可以打开它呢？
If you look at verse 4 and 5, tell us, Lord Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah can open it.
这里告诉我们第四、第五节只有犹大支派的狮子大卫的根才可以打开。
So 2,000 years ago when the Revelation was written,
在2000年之前启示录被写出来的时候，
at that time, the member not really know what will happen in the end time.
那个时候的信徒不知道末世会发生什么事情。
But time has already passed 2,000 years.
但是我们看现在时间已经过了2000年。
We have the Holy Spirit guidance. We look at the Revelation.
我们有了圣灵的带领，我们在读这启示录。
We kind of know what is the structure, what is the big things will happen.
我们就会知道要发生的大事是怎么样。
Even though the detail we don't know.
虽然我们不知道那个细节是怎么样。
The exact timing we don't know.
或者是那确切的时间。
But the structure is there.
但是我们可以看到那个大概的结构。
We've been studying about this.
我们之前都在学习这个部分。
But in chapter 10, mentioned about the little scroll.
但是在第十章这里提到这个小书卷。
That means within this scroll, there's still some part very important.
那告诉我们这书卷里面有些非常重要的部分。
Still is going to be explained to us.
那现在他就要跟我们解释。
So chapter 10, chapter 11, chapter 12, all this.Is considered the little scroll.
从第十章开始，十一章、十二章指的都是这小书卷的内容。
So what is it about?
所以这到底是什么呢？
In the future, we'll step by step discuss about that.
我们在接下来的几个礼拜，我们就继续讨论这个部分。
But Jesus tells us the little scroll is very important.
但是这里耶稣告诉我们，这小书卷非常的重要。
Let's turn to chapter 10, chapter verse 3.
我们看十章三节。
Chapter 10, Revelation, chapter 10, verse 3.
启示录十章三节。三节大声呼喊，好像狮子吼叫，呼喊完了就有七雷发声。
In order to proclaim the majesty, the seriousness about this little scroll,
这为了 要展现出这个小书卷的重要性。
In spirit, that there's a sound effect to tell us this is very important.
那属灵里面这就有一个音效告诉我们这是非常重要的。
When you watch a movie,Not only the picture is important, the sound is very important.
当我们看一个电影的时候，并不是只有影像很重要，那音效也是非常重要。
That's why in the movie theater, the speaker is very loud, very powerful.
那是说什么？去电影院的时候，那个音响设备非常的好。
Really create impact to your mind.
所以让你的那个让你感觉到非常震撼。
Spiritually, when John saw this vision,
所以属灵里面约翰看见了这个异象。
Wow, hear the sound of the lion roaring.
他就听到狮子吼叫的声音。
Why? Because when lion roar, people scare.
为什么呢？因为狮子吼叫的时候，人都会害怕。
That is to proclaim to the people of mankind.
就是要告诉人类。
That got something very important going to happen.
要很重要的事情要发生了。
But not only the lion.
但不只有狮子的声音。
Suddenly there are seven thunder.
突然间也有七雷的声音。
Wow, this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
If you hear the thunder sound outside, sometimes children will get scared too.
如果我们有小孩子听到外面打雷的声音，他们可能会很害怕。
Do you afraid of thunder?
我们会怕打雷吗？
Especially if you're outside walking on the plane, you should afraid of thunder because thunder may strike you.
因为就如果有一天我们在外面走有打雷的话，我们可能会害怕，因为怕它打到我们。
But this seven thunder.
但这个七雷
have some message inside.
这个七雷里面也是有信息的。
Verse four.
第四节，四节七雷发生之后，我正要写出来，就听见从天上有声音说：“七雷所说的，你要封上，不可写出来。”
Wow, there is a message with coming of the seven thunder.
这里提到说七雷之中间是有信息。
John really write down because it's very special and very important.
在这里，约翰已经准备要把七雷说的话写出来。
But God told him, "No, you shouldn't write it down."
但神说，七雷说的你不可以写。
Everything John saw, John hear in the book of Revelation, he wrote it down.
在这个启示录他所见的异象的每一个细节，他都写下来了。
But only the seven thunder, he is not allowed to write it down.
就只有这个七雷所说的话，他不可以写。
So that's why we don't know what it's about.
所以我们就不知道这个七雷是
a mystery.
说什么，这是奥秘。
But why did God didn't want to write it down?
但为什么神不希望约翰写下来呢？
Maybe it's about something happening in the future.
可能是因为会未来发生的事情。
If we know it, we may not be edified.
如果我们知道了，对我们没有造就。
Maybe if we know it, we got scared.
如果我们知道了，我们可能会惧怕。
Maybe if you know it, we'll lose faith.
或是如果我们知道了，会失去信心。
So sometimes actually it's good to not to know about the future.
所以有时候不知道我们未来是怎么样是好事。
Everybody want to know about the future.
大部分人都想要知道自己的未来是什么。
Want to know about what will happen tomorrow.
想要知道明天会发生什么事。
Next year.
或者明年。
10 years.
十年之后。
How long will I live?
或者是我们可以活多久。
How will you die?
我们会怎么死。
Do you really want to know about your future?
但是我们仔细想，我们真的想要知道我们的未来吗？
Sometimes if we know about our future, you get scared.
有时候我们如果知道我们的未来，我们会很害怕。
So sometimes better not know.
所以有时候不知道比较好。
So that's why in this seventh thunder, God tell him you should not write it down.
所以这里七雷说话之后，神说你不可以写出来。
So that's why he didn't write it down.
所以他就没有写。
But don't, no matter what will happen.
但是不管会发生什么事。
Our Lord Jesus Christ have our future on hand.
我们的主耶稣在我们的未来都在主耶稣手里。
You just trust in him, that's it.
我们只要相信他就好了。
But there's another message he wants to proclaim.
但这里还有另外一个信息。
Verse 5.
第五节，我所看见的那踏海踏地的天使向天举起右手来。
Verse 6.
第六节指着那创造天和天上之物，地和地上之物，海和海中之物，只活到永永远远的启示说，不再有时日了。
The message that God wants John to write down is there will be no more delay.
这里告诉我们，神想要约翰写下来的信息就是不再有时日。
There's no more time.
就是说已经没有时间了。
Our brother and sister, you're sitting here.
我们今天弟兄姐妹坐在这里。
Time is very important.
时间非常重要。
You look at the clock. Every second, the clock is clicking.
我们看着时钟，每一秒每一秒的过。
If you look at the calendar, every day is passing.
我们看着日历，一天一天的过。
We human beings living under time and space.
我们人类受到时间与空间的限制。
If there's no time, space is not relevant.
如果没有时间的话，空间也不重要了。
So time is the main thing.
我们知道时间是主轴。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 tells us, In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
创世纪第一章第一节告诉我们，在起初神创造天地。
Before chapter 1, there's no heaven, no earth.
在第一章之前，并没有天也没有地。
And then there was no time.
而且没有时间。
Because in spiritual world, there's no time.
因为在属灵的世界里面没有时间的概念。
But when God wants to create a world,
但是神在要创造世界的时候
，the first thing is He institute time.
第一件事他所做就是创造这个时间的概念。
That is called time zero or beginning.
那就是那起初的时候。
Without time, there will be no space.
如果没有时间的话，就没有空间。
So God put time first and then created a world. So time and space is what we are living here.
所以神创造了时间，创造了空间，那就是我们现在住的世界。
And then you are all bound by time and space.
而且我们都被着时间、空间所限制。
But the world committed sin against God.
但是这个世界犯了罪，得罪了神。
And the sin is so great.
而这个罪很大。
They rebel against God.
他们背叛神。
If you look at newspaper every day,
我们如果看现在甚至报纸每天的新闻
Every day the thing is happening is bad news.
我们看到每天的新闻发生的都是不好的事情
No matter domestically
不管是国内的
Or internationally
或是国际上的
Or individually
或是个人的
So much crime is going on
我们看到犯了很多的罪
Society becomes so corrupt
我们看到这个社会整个都腐败了
Generation is worse than the previous generation
我们看到这一个世代比一个世代还差
So they are piling up sin against God
我们看到我们就堆积的这个越来越多的罪来得罪神。
The Bible tells us one day God will judge the world.
所以圣经告诉我们有一天神会来审判世界。
But 2,000 years ago, the Bible has already been talking about this.
但是我们知道两千年前圣经已经预言
The Lord Jesus Christ will come.
他说是耶稣还会再来。
But people don't believe it.
但是人类不相信。
People say, well, the world is so peaceful. Why are you telling me this?
人类说这个世界非常的和平。
It's keep delaying.
这我们一直在拖。
Why God keep delaying?
为什么神一直在拖时间呢？
Let's turn to 1 Peter, 2 Peter.
我们现在看彼得后书。
2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书三章。
Verse 8.
彼得后书三章八节。
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8.
彼得后书三章八节，八节，亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
Verse 9.
第九节，主说应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Here, Elder Peter told us why it seems that God is delaying.
这里彼得长老告诉我们，为什么好像看起来神在拖时间呢？
First, it's because.The way you look at time is different than God look at time.
第一点就是神看时间跟我们看时间的感觉是不一样的。
For us, we're living in our human time span.
今天我们人类活在时间的限制下。
Usually, average, we live 60, 70, 80 years.
平均来说，我们大概可以活70、80岁。
So for you, 1,000 years is very long.
所以对我们来说，1,000 年很长。
But for God, God doesn't live in this time frame.
但是神他并不住在这个时间的控制之下。
Just like a mosquito.
就像一只蚊子。
How long a mosquito can live?
一只蚊子可以活多久呢？
He's only live a few days or 1 week or 2 weeks.
大概可以活个几天的一个星期。
So for him, 2 weeks is his whole life is very long.
对蚊子来说，这个两个星期就是他一生很长。
But for us, 2 weeks is nothing.
对，可是对我们来说，两个星期来是实在是不算什么。
So we look at time differently.
我们对时间的看法不一样。
God lives eternity.
神是永恒的。
So, he looks at 2,000 years, it's nothing.
对他来说，两千年不算什么。
But for us human beings, we think, oh, he's joking, he will never come.
但是对我们人类来说，两千年太久了，他可能是在开玩笑，可能不会来。
The way God looks at time is different.
但是我们要知道，神看时间跟我们看时间不一样。
He could come even tomorrow.
他可能明天就来。
Verse 9 tells us.
第九节这里告诉我
们。Another reason why it seems that he's delaying.
第二点，为什么他看起来好像在单言？
Actually, he's not delaying.
其实并不是在单言。
He's wanting more people to repent and believe in him, so that he will not face destruction.
他希望更多人来信他，来悔改。
Jesus can come anytime earlier, much earlier than that.
因为耶稣什么时候他都可以来。
But if he come earlier, he'll see that so many people are not yet saved.
但是如果他很提早来的话，他就会只是看到很多人没有办法得救。
He want to give people more chance.
他想要给人类多一点的机会。
So today you have the chance.
所以今天我们有这个机会。
You should not delay.
我们并不应该单言。
If you understand the truth,
如果我们相信这个真理。
If you already believe,
如果我们已经相信了。
If you come to church every week,
我们来这个每个星期来这教会。
You should grab the opportunity to enter grace without delaying.
我们应该抓紧这个机会，进入这个恩典，不应该拖延。
Next week is our spiritual convocation.
下个星期就是我们的灵恩布道会。
On Sunday morning, we will go to water baptism.
那星期日早上，我们就会施行洗礼。
It's our spring.Special spiritualization event.
这是我们春季的灵恩布道会。
So if you already believe,
如果我们已经相信的话，
if God move you,
如果神感动了我们，
you should apply for water baptism.
我们应该要接受这洗礼。
If you have children,
如果我们有小孩，
you have babies,
或者有婴孩，
don't wait until they get very old and then let them decide themselves.
我们不应该等他们长大，让他们自己决定。
Because you never know whether they have chance or not.
因为你不知道他们到底有没有这个机会。
You never know whether they will be able to grow up.
你不知道他们到底有没有机会长大。
And you never know when they grow up, they still have chance to get baptized or not.
你也不知道等他们长大，他们还有没有这个机会来接受洗礼。
Because if you're not baptized, you still not belong to Lord Jesus Christ.
因为如果没有接受洗礼的话，那就不属于主耶稣。
The sin is still there.
罪还在那里。
So do not delay.
所以我们不应该拖延。
But there will be one time, there will be one day.
但是有一天
the sounds will sound out that there will be no more time or then there will be no more delay.
那个时间到了之后就不再拖延了。
This is what exactly Revelation chapter 10 verse 6 tells us.
这就是第启示录十章六节所告诉我们的。
No more delay.
已经不再有时日了。
Even though you are not on a train, you are not in the ark, you are not in the church, nobody wait for you.
就那个时候我们不在路上，不在方舟，不在教会里。并不会再等待我们。
No more delay.
已经不再有时日了。
Now God is giving you a chance.
但是神现在给我们机会。
Let's come back to Revelation chapter 10.
我们再翻回启示录十章。
verse 8.
启示录十章八节。
Revelation chapter 10 verse 8.
启示录第十章第八节，第八节，我先前从天上所听见的那声音又吩咐我说，你去把那踏海踏地之天使手中展开的小书卷取过来。
Now from verse 8 to 11, it tells us a few steps that God wants John to do in the vision.
那这从第八节到第十一节，这里在异象里面，神指示约翰做了一些事情。
John saw the mighty angel having the scroll in his hand.
所以约翰先首先看到这个大力的天使手上有的小书卷。
But the sound tell him,
然后这里有个声音告诉他
You have to approach him,
你先要靠近他
and get the scroll,
把这小书卷拿过来。
This is very important.
这非常重要。
Why did God tell him to go and get the scroll?
为什么神告诉约翰去把这小书卷取过来呢？
Why not? He just tell the mighty angel just come and give him the scroll.
为什么不要叫大力的天使把这小书卷给约翰呢？
The Bible wants to emphasize one point.
神这里想要强调一个重点。
If you want the truth,
如果我们想要真理。
If you want the spiritual food,
我们想要这灵粮。
If you want the blessing,
如果我们想要这祝福。
You have to take the initiative.
我们必须要有主动性。
You cannot be just like a baby.
我们不能像个婴孩。
Waiting to be fed.
希望别人来喂我们。
Oh, people bring to me home delivery.
大家都把那个食物带来给你。
Nowadays is the time of internet, right?
我们现在知道这现在是一个网络的时代。
Less and less people go to the mall.
现在越来越少人会去购物中心买东西。
Especially the young people.
尤其是年轻人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Everything shopping online.
因为你可以在网络上面购物。
eBay, Amazon, everything.
有 eBay, 有 Amazon.
Even you go online or you buy something, they deliver it to your door.
如果你在网络上买了东西的话，他会直接寄到你家门口。
Not only buying things, everything.
你可以什么东西都可以买。
So that's why people are getting lazy and lazier.
那就是为什么人越来越懒惰。
But spiritually speaking,
但属灵上来说，
if you want to learn the truth,
如果我们想要学习的真理，
you want to eat spiritually,
我们想要吃属灵的食物，
you have to come to Jesus.
我们必须要来到耶稣面前。
Jesus does not always provide home delivery.
因为耶稣不会永远把这食物带到你的面前。
Maybe one or two times he sends workers to visit you your home.
可能有时候神第一次、第二次神会让派他的工人到你家。
But if you want to grow,
但是如果你想要成长的话，
you have to come.
你必须要来。
Let's look at what Lord Jesus said.
我们现在看主耶稣怎么说。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Verse 11, chapter 11, verse 28.
十一章二十八节，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Verse 29.
二十九节，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Lord Jesus Christ gave us an invitation.
这里主耶稣给我们一个比喻。
Come, all those who are weary and burdened.
这里耶稣说来。凡当劳苦担重担的人
I'll give you rest.
我会给你们得安息。
This is an invitation.
这是一个邀请。
Peace and rest is something you cannot buy in the shopping mall.
因为和平跟喜乐并不是你可以在购物中心里面买到的。
You work for your boss, they promise you a wages, a salary.
你为你的老板工作，他答应给你你的薪水。
But in your work contract, he'll never promise you, oh, okay, with this salary, you'll be very happy or you're very peaceful.
但是在你的这个工作合约里面，绝对不会说你有这个得到这薪水之后，你会非常的喜乐。
You go to a shopping mall, you can buy all kind of nice equipment or good bed, very soft bed.
我们去商场可能可以买到很多很多我们喜欢的东西。
You can buy a very nice bed.
我们可以买一个很好的袋子。
But you cannot buy a good sleep.
但是我们不可以买到一个很好的睡眠。
But here tell us,
这里告诉我们
Jesus said, if you are weary, you are burdened, you are troubled.
这里如果告诉我们，如果心里面有劳苦重担，
you should come to Lord Jesus.
我们应该来到耶稣这里。
Now emphasizes, you should come to him, not he come to you.
这里告诉我们说，这里强调是我们要过去。
You should take the effort, make the initiative.
我们必须要主动到耶稣那里去。
And then he'll give you rest.
他就会告我们得安息。
So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹们
it's all up to us.
这都是我们自己要做
的。Do you want to enjoy true peace and rest?
我们到底想要享受真正的平安安息吗？
You have to come to him.
我们必须要来到耶稣面前。
That's why you have to come to church.
那就是为什么我们要来到教会。
Next week is spiritual convocation again.
下个星期就是我们又一次的灵恩布道会。
Spiritual convocation is just like a special spiritual feast.
这个灵恩会就好像一个特别的属灵宴席。
We like to go to party, right?
我们喜欢到那个各种派对。
Because party a lot of food.
因为到去参加派对有很多吃的。
You like to go to buffet.
我们也喜欢去吃那自助餐。
Because buffet a lot of food.
因为自助餐也有数不尽的食物。
But we like to have a spiritual feast.
但是这里我们也需要一个属灵的宴席。
Spiritual convocation.
就是属灵的灵恩会。
You can pray more in the church, you can feel the Holy Spirit.
我们可以在教会多更多的祷告，感受圣灵的力量。
You can listen to minister or the preacher, the worker of God to deliver you the message.
我们听到他的工人那说话述说属于他的这个真理。
The message that you need the most in your life.
这就是我们在这个世界上所需要的。
And then we can receive the Holy Communion.
那我们就可以，然后
This is a lot of blessing.
这是非常多的祝福。
But you have to reserve your time.
但是我们必须要省，要给出这时间。
So make sure next weekend you don't schedule anything else except things for God.
所以下个星期我们要记得，我们要把这些时间留给神。
No matter what your children, classes, activity, anything, cancel them.
不管我们是不是有一些要上课，或我们小孩要去补习，我们要取消他们。
Your children can skip 1 week without problem.
因为我们小孩一个星期不去上这个补习是没有关系的。
Will not die.
不会死。
We have to put God first.
我们必须要把神放在第一位。
You work 1 day less, you will not die.
如果我们少工作一天，也不会死。
But we need God to sustain our spiritual life.
但是我们需要神来让我们灵性继续活着。
Whatever shopping you have to do, do it earlier.
如果我们需要去购物的话，我们应该早一点去。
Whatever your commitment, fix it earlier.
不管我们是不是要做其他的事情，我们应该把这个时间空出来。
Make it a spiritual feast so that you can enjoy spiritually.
我们需要参加这属灵的宴席，所以我们就可以得到属灵的食物。
My church already want to prepare lunch and dinner.
这个教会已经为我们准备午餐、晚餐。
So you don't worry about cooking.
所以我们不要担心要煮饭的问题。
So we have to focus.
我们必须要专注。
We have to come to Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要来到主耶稣面前。
And that is the key point for peace and rest.
那就是这个平安与安息最重要的点。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 10.
我们现在翻回是启示录第十章。
Verse 9.
启示录十章九节。
Revelation 10 verse 9.
启示录十章九节，我就走到天使那里，对他说：“请你把小书卷给我。”他对我说：“你拿着吃尽了，便叫你肚子发苦。然而在你口中要甜如蜜。”
So John in spirit, in the vision, he was very obedient.
在异象里面，约翰就非常的谦卑。
So he go to ask the mighty angel to give him the little scroll.
所以他就带这个天使这里说，请你把小书卷给我。
And the angel, the mighty angel, gave him immediately.
然后这个大业天使马上就把小书卷给他。
But give him one instruction.
但是还有他还有吩咐。
If you have it, you have to eat it completely, totally.
然后他说，如果你拿了，就要把它吃尽。
So what does it mean to eat it totally and completely?
这什么意思？什么叫做要把它吃干净呢？
You know, we live in a Western society. Now sometimes food is too much and we don't worry.
我们住在这西方的社会，我们有时候食物太多。
Especially our children.
尤其是我们的小孩。
Nowadays they're so spoiled.
他们都被宠坏了。
When they eat things, they have so much left over.
他们吃的时候会剩很多下来。
Even ourselves, when we eat something, the taste no good, okay, leave it.
就算是我们可能有时候我们吃东西觉得这不好吃，就把它算了，把它丢了。
Oh, you don't like veggie, you're going to take the meat and veggie leave there.
或者是我们不喜欢这蔬菜，就把蔬菜放到一边。
Usually we only take the things that we want.
通常我们只想吃我们喜欢吃的。
But when I go to Africa,
但是我去非洲的时候
，people is not like that.
那里的人并不像这样。
I still remember what 10 years ago there was a sin.
对，我还记得这十年前有一件事。
There was one time I and another coworker we are having some instant noodle.
那个时候我跟我的同工的我们在吃泡面。
And then we open a can of sardine, to go with the instant noodle.
然后我们打开一罐沙丁鱼的罐头。
And then, we eat it, we enjoy our meal.
我们吃泡面吃着罐头吃得很开心。
We were in the village.
然后在这个村庄里面。
And then after we eat it, we think there's only a little bit left, and then we are filled already.
然后我们吃完之后就还有剩下一点，但是我们已经很饱了。
Actually, it's not much left, only the oil and a little bit of scrum there.
其实已经没有剩什么，就剩下一点油跟一点碎屑。
Because it's a village, we just throw away.
所以我们就想说把它丢了算了。
Because it's already become garbage.、
因为我觉得这个其实就是超像垃圾一样。
But some children come.
但是我看到一些小孩过来。
Pick it up.
把它捡起来。
I never see this before.
我从来没有看过这样的事。
They never see this sardine before.
他们从来没有看过这种沙丁鱼的罐头。
They pick it up. They say good taste. And they lick it. And they try to. I say, no, you hurt yourself.
然后他们就把这罐头捡起来，开始在舔里面的油。我就说你们不要这样子，会受伤。
If you want, we give you more. We can share.
如果你还想要的话，我可以给你一罐新的。
The people in Africa, when they eat, they finish the dish.
在非洲，他们吃东西的时候，绝对会把他们的盘子吃干净。
Because they're so hungry.
因为他们很饿。
They will say whatever in the dish, they finish.
他们在盘上不管有什么，他们都会吃完。
Because they have deep hunger and for the food.
因为他们那里非常缺少食物。
So he in spirit That God told him, you have to take the little scroll and eat it completely.
所以这里属灵上，这神对约翰说，你拿了小书卷要把它吃尽。
So what does it mean to eat it completely?
什么叫要把它完全吃掉呢？
There are two meanings.
这有两个意思。
First, eat it completely means you deeply understand the word of God, the mystery of God.
第一点，这里把它吃干净。第一点就是说，你要完全的了解这圣经的真理奥秘。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们翻开以弗所书
chapter 3,
第三章
verse
4.
第四节 Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4.
以弗所书三章四节。
Ephesians 3, verse 4.
以弗所书三章四节，四节，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
Here Paul told the members in Ephesians.
这里保罗告诉以弗所教会的信徒。
If you read the letter I wrote to you,
如果你读了我写给你们的信,
you know that I deeply understand the mystery of God.
你就知道我深知基督的奥秘。
Why Paul can deeply understand the mystery of Christ?
为什么保罗可以深知基督的奥秘呢?
Because whatever the Lord Jesus Christ revealed to him, he understands totally.
因为不管这神让他漠视了什么给他知道，他都可以完全的了解。
He eat it totally.
他全部吃干净。
He digest it totally.
他都把它消化了。
He think it totally, think it through.
然后他把它全部都想过了一遍。
That's why I understand why the church is so important.
那就了解为什么教会这么重要。
Why if you want to be saved, you have to be in the true church.
那为什么你如果要得救的话，就要在真教会里面。
He understand there's only one true church because Christ is only one body.
他知道这只有一个真的教会，因为耶稣只有一个身体。
There's only one truth.
只有一个真理。
One Holy Spirit.
一个圣灵。
One God.
一神。
One faith, one hope.
一信，一盼望。
Wow, so everything is one.
所有东西都只有一个。
Whatever he receives, he digests totally.
不管他向神那里领受了什么，他都完全的消化。
He deeply understands the mystery of Christ.
所以说他深知基督的奥秘。
He didn't understand half and just forget about the rest.
他并不是只了解一半，就另外一半不想管了。
Today the end time is here already.
今天我们末世就在眼前。
True church member must deeply understand the mystery of Christ.
真教会的信徒必须深知这个基督的奥秘。
Before we can go out to share the gospel.
在我们出去跟大家分享这个真理之前。
If we don't deeply understand the mystery of Christ.
如果我们没有深知这基督的奥秘。
We only understand half.
如果我们只知道一点。
And then people challenge you, you cannot even explain.
如果人家问我们问题，我们根本没有办法回答。
How can you persuade people?
那我们怎么有办法说服别人呢？
So we have to deeply understand the mystery of Christ.
所以我们必须要深知基督的奥秘。
To eat it completely.
要把它们吃尽。
The second meaning.
第二个意义。
Means you are not selective in eating the things you want to eat.
告诉我们说，我们并不是只挑选我们只想吃的。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
我们现在翻开希伯来书五章。
Verse 12.
希伯来书五章十二节.
Hebrews 5 verse 12.
希伯来书五章十二节，十二节，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开关令教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。Verse
13.
十三节，凡只能吃奶的都不能熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。Verse
14.
十四节，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮。 他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Here tells us there are two kind of believers.
这里告诉我们有两种信徒。
Of course, we are all believers, but they are different kinds.
当然，我们都是信徒，但是信徒也不一样。
The first kind.
第一种。
They have been in the faith for long enough.
他们已经信了很久。
But they never grow.
但是他们都没有成长。
Why they never grow?
为什么他们都没有成长呢？
Because they don't eat enough.
因为他们吃的不够。
They always stay in the beginning stage.
他们一直留在那道理的开端。
For example, if your children learn piano.
就像是如果我们小孩学的钢琴。
Of course, start from grade one, right?
当然会从第一集开始学。
But if you learn for 10 years already.
但如果我们学了10年。
Your children have learned 10 years.
我们的小孩子学钢琴学了10年。
Also playing great run.
还是在弹着初级的音乐。
I think you'll be very mad. Huh?
我们可能会非常的生气。
Why you're wasting my money? Why you learn 10 years? You're still in grade one.
为什么你浪费我这么多钱学了10年还在弹着初级的音乐?
But if you say, oh no, I'm very comfortable playing grade one, you know, I can play very well.
但是你的小孩跟你说我对初级的这音乐非常的熟悉，我可以弹得非常好。
No, you learned 10 years already. You're still in grade one. It's not acceptable.
所以你会跟他说你已经学了10年还在弹这种初级的这种入门音乐实在是不能让人接受。
We believe in Lord Jesus Christ if you're long enough.
我们现在信的神信的够久。
We cannot just stay in the beginning stage.
我们不能留在这开端。
What is the beginning stage?
这什么叫做这开端的道理？
Of course, not only basic doctrine.
并不是指的是这基本的教义。
Sometimes if you don't understand basic doctrine, it's very important.
当然这基本的教义非常重要。
But it's not only that.
但是并不是只有那个。
What does it mean, beginning?
这个开端指的是什么?
Or the spiritual milk.
就是这灵奶。
What does it mean?
什么意思叫灵奶?
Oh, you only think about all the grace of Lord Jesus.
就是我们想的是神的恩典。
I believe in Jesus, Jesus healed my sickness.
我相信神就要医治我。
Oh, God bless me a job.
神就要给我一个工作。
Oh, give me a happy life.
给我一个很喜乐的人生。
So that's why I worship him.
那就是为什么我要崇拜他的原因。
Because he is very good to me.
因为他对我很好。
Yeah, this is true.
这个是真的。
Material blessing is good.
这个属世的祝福是很好的。
But it's not all that we are here for.
但那不是我们在这里所有的原因。
Sometimes when you grow up, you have to face tougher message.
当我们成长之后，我们就要学习那比较难的道理。
Just like solid food.
就是那灵粮。
What is a solid food?
那这个粮食是什么呢？
Harder teaching.
干粮指的就是这个比较难的道理。
Sometimes very strict.
有时候非常的直接。
But sometimes we have to take it.
但是有时候我们还是要领受。
We cannot just take the food that we want.
我们不能只选我们想吃的。
Because verse 13 tells us.
因为这里13节告诉我们,
if you only eat spiritual milk,
如果我们只喝的奶,
you're still like a baby.
就还像婴孩。
But only those who grown up can eat solid food.
但是只有长大成人才能吃干粮。
So in the vision that the angel told John, you have to eat it all.
所以在这里意象告诉这神，这个天使告诉约翰，你要把小书卷吃尽。
This little scroll have some solid part, some soft part.
这个小书卷中有比较有奶也有粮。
You have to take it all.
全部都要吃。
Now, brother and sister, when we come to worship God,
今天我们来这里敬拜神,
when we come to listen to the truth,
我们来听着道理,
sometimes when you hear something, you feel very smooth, just like the breeze blowing through your face, and you feel very comfortable.
有时候我们听到的道理, 让我们觉得心里非常的舒坦, 就好像微风吹到我们脸上。
It's God's grace.
那就是神的恩典。
That comfort me.
那安慰了我。
That's very good.
那非常好。
But sometimes the message is sharp.
但是有时候这个道理比较尖锐。
Why is sharp?
为什么那么尖锐呢?
Because we don't do it.
因为我们不做。
And we cannot do it.
我们没有办法做。
We are not up to the standard.
我们没有办法达到标准。
And the word of God just like a knife cutting our heart.
就那神的话就好像一把刀刺到我们的心里。
Oh, and then you don't feel comfortable.
然后你感觉不太好。
But exactly, that's what you need.
但是那其实是我们所需要的。
So that's why the angel told John, you have to eat it all. Don't have any left over.
那就是为什么天使告诉约翰说你要把小书卷整个吃完。
This is what you need.
这就是他所需要的。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 10.
我们再翻回启示录第十章。
Verse 9.
启示录十章九节。
Chapter 10, verse 9.
启示录十章九节，我就走到天使那里，对他说：“请你把小书卷给我。”他对我说：“你拿着吃尽的，别叫你肚子发苦，让我在你口中要甜如蜜。”
Now, the angel already tell him what will be the effect of eating the little scroll.
这里天使也告诉约翰，你吃了小书卷之后会有什么感觉？
First, it will be sweet in your mouth.
一开始在你的口中会甜如蜜。
But when it go down to your stomach, it will become bitter.
但是到你肚子之后会发苦。
In our life, sweet and bitter is the two tastes that we will have to go through all the time.
在我们人生里面会有甜的，有苦的。
But when you read the word of God,
但是如果我们读神的道理,
it's also related to sweetness and bitterness.
我们可以看到这神的道理也是有甜有苦。
Let's talk about the sweetness first, right?
我们现在先讲甜的部分。
We all like sweetness.
因为大家都喜欢吃甜的。
That's why children like candy.
因为小孩喜欢吃糖果。
Human being like cakes, like chocolate.
然后我们很喜欢吃蛋糕巧克力。
Honey, everything sweet.
蜂蜜就是甜的东西。
Sweet is good to the mouth.
因为甜的东西吃起来很舒服。
Make you feel good.
让你觉得感觉很好。
The psychologists, they do a study, right? Why people like chocolate? Because if you eat chocolate, you feel 很幸福, you feel like you're blessed. Sweetness make you feel you're blessed.
那这个曾经有心理学家做了一个研究，为什么人们喜欢吃巧克力？ 因为他觉得人吃巧克力之后有一种幸福感。
Even though you know that it's not healthy.
虽然你知道这不是很健康。
Give you calorie, but you still want it.
给你很多的热量，但是你还是想吃。
The word of God is sweet.
这神的话语也是甜的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Let's turn to Psalm.
我们现在翻开诗篇。
Psalm chapter 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm chapter 19, verse 9.
诗篇十九篇第九节。 诗篇十九篇第九节， 神的道理干净， 存到永远。 耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
Verse 10.
十节都比金子可羡慕， 且比极多的金金可羡慕。 比蜜甘甜， 且比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。
Here tell us, if you really understand the word of God,
这里告诉我们， 如果真的了解神的道理，
if you really spend time read the word of God,
如果我们花了时间来读他的道理，
You will find reading the Bible is different than reading anything else in your life.
你会觉得读着圣经比读这个世界上其他的刊物都不一样。
Honey is very sweet.
蜜非常的甜。
But if you read the Bible,
但是你如果读着圣经
，Some said that Bible is sweeter than honey.
所以诗篇作者告诉我们，这圣经比蜂房下地的蜜还甜。
Some brothers and sisters have this experience.
有些弟兄姐妹有这样的经验。
When they come to service,
他们来这聚会的时候
，When they hear a passage which is really relevant to their heart,
他们如果听到一个经节对他们讲非常有造就
，Hear testimony related to the word of God.
听到一个关于神道理的见证
，The problem solved, the mind already becomes sweet.
那个时候他觉得他们的问题就没有了，他的想法，他的心就开了。
They give them strength.
就给他们力量。
Because God's word gives us strength and comfort.
因为神的话给我们力量以及安慰。
So we understand this, no problem.
所以我们可以懂这个部分。
Oh, so that's why we have to always read the word of God.
那就是为什么永远要读着神的话。
But why sometimes after eating, your tummy, your belly become bitter?
但是为什么有时候读了之后，我们肚子会发苦呢？
Why something sweet in the mouth can be bitter in the stomach?
为什么吃下去甜的东西到肚子里面会苦呢？
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
我们现在翻开以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 2.
以西结书二章。
Verse 6.
以西结书二章六节。
Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 6.
以西结书二章六节，人子啊，虽有荆棘和蒺藜在你那里，你又住在蝎子中间，总不要怕他们，也不要怕他们的话，他们虽是悖逆之家，也不要怕他们的话，也不要因他们脸色惊惶。
Let's turn to verse 8.
然后第八节，人子啊，要听我对你所说的话，不要悖逆像那悖逆之家，你要开口吃我所赐给你的。
Verse 9.
第九节，我观看，见有一只手向我伸出来，手中有一书卷。
Verse 10.
十节，他将书卷在我面前展开，内外都写着字，其上写的有哀嚎、叹息、悲痛的话。
In vision, Ezekiel was also required by God to eat a scroll.
在这异象里面，以西结神也要求以西结吃一个书卷。
Ezekiel was a prophet.
以西结是一位先知。
He is the speaker for God.
他是神的代言人。
A worker of God don't speak for himself, but speak for God.
这神的工人不会为自己说话，而是为神说话。
Sometimes worker of God deliver good message.
有时候神的工人会带那好的信息来。
Good news.
好的事情。
That's why God bless you, people. We receive blessing from God.
那就是人怎么样从神那里得到福气。
Sometimes a worker have to carry bad news.
但是有时候神的工人要会带来不好的消息。
When you have to speak bad news, it tastes bitter.
当你需要告诉别人这不好的消息的时候，感觉很苦。
Why?
为什么呢
？First, the people won't listen.
第一，首先人家不会想要听。
People don't want to change.
人家不想改变。
People will hate you.
大家会讨厌你。
Usually it's like that, right? In the society, it's like that.
通常这个世界就像这个样子。
If you tell your friend, even your family member, even brother and sister,
你可以告诉你的朋友、你的家人、你的亲戚朋友。
If you praise them, if you compliment them, they'll like it. They'll smile. They say, "Oh, thank you, right? We're a good friend."
如果你赞美他的话，他们都会很高兴。
But if you tell them, no, you're not doing what is right.
但是如果你告诉他你所做的是错的
，You make a mistake.
你做了一件错事。
If you do this, God doesn't like you.
如果你做这个事，神不会喜悦。
First thing is the face will become very strict.
你可以看到第一件事，他们脸色就改了。
They say, "Who are you to tell me this?"
他会说你是谁？那怎么跟我讲这种话
？How do you know God doesn't like me?
你怎么知道神不喜欢我呢
？Oh, they will tell you 10 excuses.
或者他会告诉你十个借口。
Oh, I do this because of this. You don't understand.
他说我这样做是因为这样的原因的，你不懂。
So if you tell people bad news or tell people they have to change, people don't like you.
所以当你告诉别人他做错了，需要改变，他们不会喜欢你。
As a worker of God, as a preacher, this is my most difficult job.
对我来说，身为一个神的传道，这就是工作上最困难的。
Not only me, I believe all the ministers, all the deacons, all the faithful workers of God have this pain in their heart.
我觉得不只是我说，神所有的工人、执事、长老、传道，都有这种，他们心里面都有这种痛。
If you know someone is already walking in the wrong direction,
如果你知道有人走在错误的方向。
You have to tell him or her.
你必须告诉这个人。
But you know for sure, you tell him or her, most likely he didn't like you.
但是你会知道，你跟他们说之后，他们肯定讨厌你。
Because their ego, their pride hurt.
因为这个自尊就受伤了。
But you know that you have to be faithful. You have to tell them, no matter they like you or not.
但是我们必须当神信实的工人，所以必须告诉他们，不管他们喜不喜欢你。
So in the tummy, in the heart, you feel pain, you feel bitter.
那就是为什么吃了之后，肚子里面会发苦。
Just like Ezekiel experienced the same thing going through in his mind.
就像以西结这里所感受的。
He tell the people, God tell him, you have to talk to the people of Israel.
这里说你必须跟以色列人说话。
About judgment.
是谈到这个审判。
About the things you have to change.
说你要改变的事情。
But the people won't listen to him.
但是这些以色列人不会听他的。
But still he has to go.
但是他还是必须要去。
So that's why in verse 10 tell us this scroll inside and outside is written words.
那就是为什么这里说这第十节说这个书卷内外都有写字。
But it's not about good news.
但是不是写的好的新消息。
But about pain.
但是提到
是 about lament.
哀喜、哀嚎、叹息、悲痛。
This is very, very negative.
是非常负面的东西。
But it's very bitter.
非常的苦。
But this is very important.
但是非常重要。
Sometimes you have to tell them the truth. Maybe we can save them.
因为我们如果告诉他们这个真的话的话，他们可能可以救他们。
So when we eat the word of God.
所以当我们吃了神的话。
Sometimes it tastes sweet.
有时候吃起来甜甜的。
But sometimes it tastes bitter.
但是有时候吃起来发苦。
If it tastes bitter.
若是很苦的话
We may be the one who need the change.
有可能我们是要改变的那个人。
Don't try to blame the one who bring us good news or bad news.
我们不要这个埋怨那些给我们带来不好消息的人。
Don't blame the messenger.
我们不要埋怨他们。
But rather checking ourselves.
我们应该自我反省。
Why I feel bitter?
为什么我们觉得心里发苦？
Is it because something I have to change?
是不是因为我必须要改变的地方？
God's word will.Bring change to our heart.
因为神的话会把这改变带到我们心里。
And after John ate the little scroll,
那么在约翰吃了这小书卷之后
he has a mission.
他就有了一个任务。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 10.
我们现在翻回启示录十章
verse 11.
第十一节。
Revelation 10, 11.
启示录十章十一节，十一节，天使对我说：“你必指着多民、多国、多方、多王在说预言。”
After John ate the little scroll.
在这约翰吃了小书卷之后
It's time to speak.
这是要说话的时候了。
Speak to the audience of the world.
要对这世界上的人说话。
End time, Lord Jesus Christ coming soon.
要提到这个末世，这耶稣要再来的时候。
This is the message that we should focus in the end time.
这是我们在末世里所要专注的信息。
Jesus is coming very soon.
耶稣很快就要再来。
There's no time to waste.
我们已经没有时间再来拖延了。
There's no time to love the world.
我们这里没有时间来爱这个世界了。
There's no time to focus on ourselves.
已经没有时间来专注我们自己而已。
We have to prepare for Lord Jesus coming.
我们必须要预备，我们要预备自己等待神的再来。
That's why we will have evangelical service.
那就是为什么我们会要举办灵恩布道会。
From Wednesday night.
从星期三晚上。
7:30.
七点半。
We will have evangelical service.
我们会有布道会。
That's the time that we can share with our friends about the
朋友分享神的信息。
The gospel is about good news and bad news.
因为这个福音有好消息，有不好的消息。
Good news is if you repent, you'll be saved.
好消息是如果你相信的话，你会得救。
But also the bad news is if you reject, you don't have salvation.
那不好的消息就是如果你拒绝的话，那你就没有办法得救。
So we have to preach this news to our friend.
我们必须把这个消息带给我们的朋友。
But before we do that,
但是在我们做那些事情之前
，we have to eat the little scroll.
我们必须要吃这个小书卷。
Brother and sister, we have to read Bible at home.
这个弟兄姐妹，我们在家里必须要读圣经。
We have to study the word of God.
我们必须要读神的话。
We have to put in our mind.
我们必须要把这些话放到我们的心里。
Think through it.
我们要想好好的思想。
Digest it.
消化那些话。
Make it become part of you.
让他们成为我们的一部分。
There's a saying.
这有一个讲的说法。
You are what you eat.
你
吃什么就变什么。
你吃什么就变什么。
You always eat junk food.
如果你要吃垃圾食品。
Your body is full of junk.
你就觉得你的身体就有很多不好的东西在里面。
If you always eat healthy food, you're very healthy.
如果你都吃健康的食品，你就觉得你感觉很健康。
If every day you spend hours browsing the internet, watching all those worthless, no nutrition things.
如果你每天就在上网看一些没有什么营养的东西。
All the TV drama.
或者是那种电视的连续剧。
You're wasting your time.
就是在浪费时间。
But if you eat the word of God.
但如果我们吃神的话。
Listen to the word of God.
我们听神的话。
You'll be different.
我们就会不一样。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
85.
唱诗85首。